Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Reaction Tuesday, presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610. It's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
John Lopez has a couple things nobody's talking about following the Texans' 30-28 loss on Monday Night Football. But before we do that, we always like hearing from the loopholes. We are your therapy. 713-572-4610. Get it off your chest. Just go ahead and bring it, though. Don't ask us how we're doing, because we're lovely when we're with you from 10 to 2 Monday through Friday. We just want to hear from you. What do you think about the Texans? Let's go to our guy, the Coca-Cola Slanga. Give us something.
Hey, I believe that J-Lo has been hitting it on the head, you know, what he was talking about Bill O'Brien having the chance to get that defense off the field, getting Coven off the field. I believe he was hitting it on the nail. Ain't nobody been talking about that. That Bill O'Brien has the power to do that. But also I have to say that I hope that Whitney Merciless start coming through, because I want a jersey through my job with a signature on it, okay, and I want to make some money on that.
Okay. Always thinking with that money. Hey, that's Merciless, why we love you, game. Coca-Cola Slanger.
Just because we think it would have been a lot different with Jadeveon Clowney there doesn't mean, you know, Whitney Merciless had a really good game.
Yeah, he had a good game, but you still could have had Clowney out there, and Whitney could have had a good game. But Whitney, he's the only person who got a sack. He got the first interception of his career, which, by the way, was in the red zone. So that was huge. I mean, you got to tip your cap to Whitney. So far, so good for him. But it just would have been nicer, I think, if 90 had been out there. Let's go to Ted. Ted, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill O'Brien reminds me of a guy in Washington, D.C., who's all about me and tells you to ignore your ears and eyes and believe his lies. The same argument that he stood up there to justify J.J. Watt's no-show yesterday is the same argument that he dismissed in defense of Clowney. And now everybody's patting him on the back, talking about the great offense and throwing Romeo under the bus for the pass defense, when you should know that the best pass defense is a pass rush, which we do not have thanks to Bill and his little pettiness. So what I'm saying is, if you're going to look at the whole picture, you cannot just throw Romeo under the bus because you snatched my pass rusher, you snatched my two safeties, and I got new guys here, and I don't know whether to let them bump or run or let them play soft. Now, playing soft was dumb. That was his mistake. But overall, you can't just drop it in Romeo's lap.
So you're saying, so Ted,
do anything to help him.
Ted, what you're saying basically is that because Clowney is no longer here, basically Romeo Crennel is taking a water gun to a gunfight.
Well, he's taking it with less water.
Not only a water gun to a gunfight, but with less water.
That's somebody.
He's not wrong. Ted's not wrong. It was Ted, right?
Yeah, Ted.
Bill O'Brien didn't do the defense any favors with his personnel decisions. I mean, that's not controversial. I mean, would you rather have Jadeveon Clowney or not? You know, you can argue. This is an argument. I get that it's not necessarily a fact, but Tyrann Mathieu and Kareem Jackson, you know, could have been better off last night. You would have been better
Kareem
off
for
night.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because Kareem can play some corner.
And slot.
He's a slot corner, basically, is what Kareem is. So, Kareem, I 100% agree with you.
Right.
My thing is this, and you're talking about, you think Bill O'Brien deserves credit, or deserves blame, I should say, for Aaron Colvin's struggles, because you think he has the power and the authority to be able to see what's going on and bench Aaron Colvin.
Not for putting him in that position, but for having him on the field that long when he was clearly getting torched. You gave up two touchdowns and the biggest play of the game to set up the winning field goal. Well before you got to that biggest play, Bill O'Brien has the power, as he just said. I think it was Coca-Cola Slang who said, but to go over there and say, let's change this. I mean, he's the head coach. He's the boss.
I just feel like it's got to be natural to where he doesn't think he has to babysit Romeo Crennel. If he has to, then that's a Romeo Crennel problem. This is the issue that I think the Texans face moving forward, and this is a potential long-term problem as the season continues. And we fully expect the Texans to get the W Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I 100% expect that. I think this offense is too good to get outscored by Gardner Minshew and not Nick Foles. But this is the problem I think we have. You know how coaches after every game, what's the thing that they say when you ask them a question for the most part? What do they hide behind the most?
In terms of...
You've got to effing be kidding me, dude. Why are you doing this to me?
It's not me doing it.
All right, there's some breaking news that really just has me a little. Figgy, can we just delay this for a second? I finish my point first? Because I don't want to be in a bad mood right now. Seriously. What? Speaking of Bill O'Brien, the GM, we'll give you the news in just a few minutes about Bill O'Brien, the GM. Because, oh, my God.
You're just...
What did I give him as a grade as a GM earlier in the show?
Was it a C?
All right, it's an F.
It's an F. Changed?
It's an F, okay? That's what it is. But the point I'm saying is when you watch the tape, a lot of time coaches, they hide behind watching the tape.
Yeah.
I think you can watch the tape on the offensive line, the mistakes they made, and say, you know, you need to do this better. You need to move your feet better. You need to do this. You need to communicate better and all that. I think you can improve that. I don't think you can put the tape in and watch what Aaron Colvin did and say anything other than this guy
You're
just
right.
can't play. This guy just can't play. There's nothing. There is no scheme. I could go dig up Vince freaking Lombardi right now and revive him. I could go dig up Tom Landry as well and the ghost of whatever great defensive coordinator there is, and they could not make Aaron Colvin a productive football player.
But you knew that in the first half yesterday.
But I thought that it would at least be functioning, John Lopez. I thought it would at least be functioning. That's my point. I don't think there's any saving Aaron Colvin. But I know what you want. I cannot believe this is a thing right now. I cannot believe this. Just give it to him. I'm not saying it.
According to Field Yates, the Houston Texans have signed center Nick Martin to a 3-year, $33 million extension with $18.35 million guaranteed. Landry's lost his bleep. He's lost his bleep.
I'm disgusted with that. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Maybe there was some. I will say this, and I said this actually in the pre-show meeting. Nick Martin didn't suck yesterday. We were talking about, you know, what's the good thing to say. Yeah, Nick Martin wasn't bad yesterday like he been, but.
I mean, they gave up 6 sacks, but okay, whatever.
Whatever. Well, yeah. I mean, but the bar's just kind of low there. But they love Nick Martin, and I guess Nick Martin in that one game that he played yesterday against the New Orleans Saints, I guess he earned an extension. So give the numbers again so Nick Martin gets an extension. I'll be
3 years, $33 million, $18.35 guaranteed.
Okay. Whatever. Okay. Yeah, that's great. Let's just go to break.
Nobody's talking about.
Yeah, let's just go to break.
No,
we'll get the nobody's talking about. Just give them to him, John.
No, I want to talk about.
Yeah,
it.
We'll do them next. We'll give the nobody's talking about here on Reaction Tuesday on In the Loop next.
Nobody's talking about guy.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.